I was thinking, how can I represent the carbon dioxide levels in a different way? This is just literally an acoustic representation, like writing for traditional instruments for live musicians. Mm-hmm. The most shocking thing, when I discovered this, I just didn't understand how this correlation could even exist.
Yeah.
So the number 295 produces a Re minor chord, so this is D minor.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought about representing the carbon dioxide level as a frequency, which is measured in hertz, and which is also a three-digit number. So, interestingly enough, 295...
As a frequency.
As a frequency, vibrations per second, you actually receive...
The same pitch, just an octave lower.
An octave lower. So you actually get the root of the chord.